Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're going to be talking today a lot about the 25th Cheshbon. The Chovos HaLevavos introduces the 25th Cheshbon, the 25th idea to consider during your day, by introducing a concept called Think About the Future. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, a person has to decide what you want more in life. If you have a choice of where and how to spend your time, what are you more interested in? Olam Hazeh, this world? Or Olam Haba. Now you know, there is a famous mashal, a parable of an individual who was planning to go on a vacation. The vacation involved a trip to the, let's say, to the land of Israel, and a multi-layered stopover in, for the sake of our conversation, let's say England or France. So the individual who knows he's going to be spending 9 hours in France and 3 weeks in the land of Israel, where is he going to spend more time planning his itinerary? If he spends all this time working around and preparing for the stopover and how best to use the stopover and how to work on his French in order for him to be able to function, then sure, he'll have a great time during the 9 hours that he's on the stopover. But for the next 3 weeks, when he's in the land of Israel, he's going to be trying to figure out, where am I staying, what am I doing, how am I communicating, what am I going to get done? It's sort of a waste of time. Better that he should spend more of his time preparing for the world to come, or the trip to Israel. And the same thing is true, says the Chovos HaLevavos, when we consider our time in life. Are we going to be spending more time thinking about this world, spending time trying to seek out desires of this world? Or are we actually more interested in the desires of the world to come, that which is going to be forevermore? Logic, says Matzio Solomon in his commentary here on the concept of the Chovos HaLevavos, logic should dictate that our focus should be on Olam Haba. After all, Olam Hazeh is fleeting, Olam Haba is Kayim Ulenetzach Netzachim forevermore. And so therefore, the Chovos HaLevavos says a person should really try to get rid of Olam Hazeh style thinking in order to raise up the concept of Olam Haba style thinking. When he turns around and he asks himself, when all is said and done, where do I want to be able to be focused? Hopefully he comes around and he says, Olam Haba. So Matisyahu Solomon over here goes off on a side point and asks, how does a person go ahead and change that thinking? We are surrounded by so many different opportunities for life to go ahead and find labor-saving devices, to go ahead and chase after, quote, the good life. How are we supposed to be able to counteract all of that pressure and see things for the way they are? So Rav Solomon says we should go back to Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us istakel b'shlosha dvarim v'yata bali de'avera, that we should look at three things and we won't go ahead and sin. What are the three things? To know where you come from, where you're going, and where you are going to give din and cheshbon. If one stops and thinks about where he's going, and he realizes that where he's going in the future is the makom rima v'soleya. If, as the Mishnah says, he's going to a place of dismemberment, of the place where the body turns into nothing, basically, he says, one will come to hold himself back from sin. So Rav Matisyahu says, every time you pass on the highway, on the road, on the side of the road, roadkill, we see it all the time, a dead possum, a dead deer, a dead whatever it is on the side of the road, we see the dead squirrel or the dead bird. You know one thing, ooh, it's disgusting, it's filled with maggots, there's a terrible smell from it. We need to understand that ultimately, that's what happens after we chase what we chase. If we turn around and realize that if what we're focused on is the body, the animalistic style of that which is contained within us, if we're spending all of our time telling ourselves, I'm chasing after a candy, so if that's the case, we're going to become a nothing. And as a result, all we'll be left with in the end of the day is rima v'soleya, like the carcass on the side of the road. No, he says, the person would tell you the whole experience of life is that I got to get a candy. I got the ultimate candy. We would laugh at the person who would say, that's what it's all about. But we don't say that to the person who chases after the sports car. We don't say that to the person who turns around and says, I got the big house. No, a person has a responsibility to think deeper, to realize that all these things are temporary and fleeting. And it doesn't mean one can never, ever, ever have any benefit from this world. But it does mean that in terms of planning in life, the amount of time we spend on things we want here versus things we want forevermore should be well-based. Final note, Reb Matisyahu adds that even if the nations of the world would stop and think about this, it doesn't mean that only a Jew should be thinking about this. If the Goyim would stop and think about this as well, the world would be a much better place. Sometimes forward thinking is what goes ahead and keeps us not only from getting into trouble, but it refocuses us so that we can get into a better position in order for us to have a great day and a great life in the process. Have a wonderful day.